Thank you for joining us at the First Baptist Church of Coleraine, Massachusetts, as Pastor Jim Rennie continues to faithfully challenge and encourage us in the Word. And it is our prayer that this message will encourage the believer and bring the unbeliever closer to a saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, I love that hymn. Just should hear George Beverly Shea sing that one. Amazing. All right, let's go through a new chapter in the book of Daniel. Gonna read the whole thing. Gonna do part one this week, and Lord willing, part two next week. It's a very long chapter, a lot in it. Gonna cover 23 verses. Daniel chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar's dream of a tree. King Nebuchadnezzar, to the peoples, nations, and men of every language who live in all the world, may you prosper greatly. It is my pleasure to tell you about the miraculous signs and wonders that the Most High God has performed for me. How great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom. His dominion endures from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at home in my palace, contented and prosperous. I had a dream that made me afraid. As I was lying on my bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me. So I commanded that all the wise men of Babylon be brought before me to interpret the dream for me. When the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and diviners came, I told them the dream, but they could not interpret it for me. Finally, Daniel came into my presence, and I told him the dream. He is called Belteshazzar, after the name of my God, and the spirit of the holy gods is in him. I said, Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and no mystery is too difficult for you. Here is my dream. Interpret it for me. These are the visions I saw while lying on my bed. I looked, and there before me stood a tree in the middle of the land. Its height was enormous. The tree grew large and strong, and its top touched the sky. It was visible to the ends of the earth. Its leaves were beautiful, its fruit abundant, and on it was food for all. Under it, the beasts of the field found shelter, and the birds of the air lived in its branches. From it, every creature was fed. In the visions I saw while laid on my bed, I looked, and there before me was a messenger, a holy one, coming down from heaven. He called in a loud voice, "Cut down the tree and trim off its branches. Strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the animals flee from under it and the birds from its branches. But let the stump and its roots, bound with iron and bronze, remain in the ground, in the grass of the field. Let him be drenched with the dew of heaven. Let him live with the animals among the plants of the earth. Let his mind be changed from that of a man, and let him be given the mind of an animal till seven times pass by for him. The decision is announced by the messengers. The holy ones declare the verdict so that the living may know that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes and sets them over the lowest of men. This is the dream that I, King Nebuchadnezzar, had. Now, Belteshazzar, tell me what it means, for none of the wise men in my kingdom can interpret it for me, but you can, because the spirit of the holy gods is in you. Then Daniel, also called Belteshazzar, was greatly perplexed for a time, and his thoughts terrified him. So the king, Belteshazzar, said, "Do not let the dream of its meaning alarm you." Belteshazzar answered, "My lord, if only the dream applied to your enemies and its meaning to your adversaries. The tree you saw, which grew large and strong, with its top touching the sky, visible to the whole earth, with beautiful leaves, abundant fruit, providing food for all, giving shelter to the beasts of the field, having nesting places in its branches for the birds of the air. You, O king, are that tree. You have become great and strong. Your greatness has grown until it reaches the sky, and your dominion extends to distant parts of the earth. You, O king, saw a messenger, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, 'Cut down the tree and destroy it, but leave the stump bound with iron and bronze in the grass of the field, while its roots remain in the ground. Let him be drenched with the dew of heaven. Let him live like the wild animals until seven times pass by for him.'" May God give us understanding of his holy word. Father, we need the understanding of this true story and this interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Help us not to be distracted, but be tuned in and apply things practically from this message that we can use in our own life and lessons we can learn that you're trying to teach us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, title of this message, Nebuchadnezzar Had Another Dream, part one. The fourth chapter of the book of Daniel, we learn Nebuchadnezzar had that dream. King Nebuchadnezzar, the most powerful monarch on the face of the earth at that time, in his own words, he tells us what happened to him, how God revealed himself to him. And he said, "It's my pleasure to tell you about the miraculous signs and wonders that the Most High God has performed for me." The king goes on to give his own personal testimony that while he was asleep, he had a dream that confused and disturbed him very much. It revealed a beautiful tree that reached up to the sky with all kinds of animals and birds that sheltered under it. Beautiful fruit tree, glorious, that could be visible from the whole earth. He said, "In the vision I saw lying in my bed, I looked, and there before me was a holy one, a messenger coming down from heaven." Now, a messenger, as some of you may know already, is another word for angel. Amen? An angel sent from God. And the king tells us that the messenger, he shouted, he called in a loud voice, "Cut down the tree, trim off its branches, strip off its leaves, scatter its fruit, let the animals flee from under it and the birds from its branches." Like Nebuchadnezzar, we all have dreams, especially if you've been eating cheese before you go to bed. I don't know what correlation it is, but it seems to have some. We all have dreams, but we don't always understand what they mean. But they do mean something. They've all got some meaning and significance. I had a dream one night. I ate a giant marshmallow. And when I woke up, the pillow was gone. Thank you. Yeah, but we had some Tums available. Okay. So the king sent for the wise men. We know who they are. And of course, they had no idea what the dream was about. So they had to rely on good old Daniel, who eventually showed up. I don't know where he was. He doesn't tell us. It was only Daniel that could reveal the truth of that dream. And the king knew that. He'd, from experience, Daniel had already interpreted his dreams before. And he said, I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and no mystery is too difficult for you. Well, Daniel had been gifted with this ability to interpret dreams. And we've all got spiritual gifts once you receive Jesus as your personal savior. You know that already, having done that study. In this here church, the king knew from past experience it was only Daniel. And because of his relationship with the Lord, Daniel was a prophet, we know that. He'd been gifted to interpret the mystery. But the question is, would he? Could he? Well, we know that he did. But at the time, Daniel's living by faith, right? The king was totally reliant upon Daniel. And we know from past experience that anyone who upset the king wasn't going to do well. So he was able to interpret the dream. He'd been given the gift and mysteries to interpret. And when a person received Jesus Christ as their personal savior, like I said, we've all been given spiritual gifts, whatever they are. We are then able to understand mysteries that are hidden from the natural man, mysteries that are contained in the Word of God. Oftentimes, the Apostle Paul said, I tell you a mystery. See, they didn't know what the mysteries were before. Even the Old Testament saints were clueless about the mysteries that would occur in the future. We have the Holy Spirit. We have an understanding of the Word of God because we have the Spirit of God, because the Bible is spiritually discerned. Amen? Before, we couldn't understand it. We didn't believe it, not all of it. He said, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, and they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. So the king needed an answer. Now, Belteshazzar, tell me the meaning of the dream. You notice he calls him Belteshazzar. You may remember that him and his three Hebrew friends, they were deported from Judah, amongst many others, and they were about to be changed, or they thought they could change them, the Babylonians did. And in the way of encouraging them to forget their God, the true and living God, to forget their traditions from their homeland, to become familiar with the Babylonian false gods and the ways of the Babylonians, Nebuchadnezzar wanted to indoctrinate them in all things Babylonian. He wanted them to be conformed to the pattern of this world. And there are people that you may know, and also the devil. He wants us to be conformed to the pattern of this world. But we are told to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. How do we do that? Read the Word of God. Amen? Every day, read it. So there was a process of indoctrination on these four young Hebrews, and we know that Daniel was a prince. It was a forced assimilation, and those new names carried a meaning associated with Babylonian gods. Abednego means servant of Nebo. Nebo was one of the false Babylonian gods, for example. Belteshazzar, the name given to Daniel, means Bel protects his life. Bel protects his life, which is absolute baloney. And you didn't know I knew Latin, did you? That's an absolute baloney, because no false gods can protect anyone else's life, because they don't exist. Amen? There's only one God. There's only one Father. There's only one Son of God. There's one Holy Spirit. One God who has, who does, who will protect us. Amen? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And regardless of the Babylonians' efforts to brainwash these Hebrews, these devout Hebrews, we know from reading the historical events in the lives of these devout Jews, they never compromised their faith. They never submitted to anyone except their Creator. Amen? Now, Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, knew that from personal experience, having been thrown or falling into the fiery furnace. They knew from personal experience there is only one God who is able to perform miracles and to protect them, which he did, amen? We've already learned about that. And God hasn't changed a bit. That we can rely on that, you know, where all things may change, but God never changes. He was, he is, and he always will be the same. He will always protect us as long as we're living this life according to his will. Now, assuming, which we should, walk on the right path, we'll be safe. Amen? But if we choose to take the wrong path of life, and walk outside of God's will, then we're walking on sinking sand, and it only leads to trouble. We need to keep our feet on the solid rock. Amen? Jesus is the rock of our salvation, the rock that never rolls. Now, the king relays the dream to Daniel, and it upsets Daniel immensely. And he heard the king's story, and Daniel immediately knew that the dream was about him. That tree was the king. Like I said, it really upset Daniel because no one else knew what it meant. In fact, he was shocked. He was so disturbed to the point of being speechless for a while. You ever been shocked to the point of not being able to say anything? He was shocked. He was speechless. He was very upset, knowing what would happen to this great king. And then Daniel, also called Belteshazzar, was greatly perplexed for a time, and his thoughts terrified him. Now, Nebuchadnezzar could see how upset Daniel was, how distressed Daniel was. And then he tried to console Daniel and to reassure him. So the king said, verse 19, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its meaning alarm you. He had no clue what it meant then. It was going to alarm him. But you can see the statement the king shows here, a tender side of the king that we've never seen before. It shows how much he really cared about Daniel. I mean, not everyone's all bad, right? I mean, even Daniel loved his German shepherd, Hitler. I'm not sure if Daniel had a German shepherd. Not sure there was Germans back then. But Hitler loved his dog. No one's all bad, right? And even the emperor from Rome, one of the emperors from Rome, Caligula, he loved his horse. So much so that he married it. That's true. Yeah. So no one's all bad, are they? I'm just joking. Really. So there we have the king. showing an emotional side of him that we've never seen before, a tender side. And also Daniel, it shows that he really cared about the king because he was so upset, knowing what would happen to the most powerful man on planet Earth. He said, "Oh, my Lord," verse 19, "if only the dream applied to your enemies and its meaning to your adversaries." He'd hoped that that dream was about judgment on the king's enemies that wanted Nebuchadnezzar dead, and there was probably a lot. But unfortunately, the dream was not about his enemies or adversaries, it was about the king himself. He saw the vision, the magnificence, the beauty, the glory of that enormous tree that stood tall, that once stood tall, but then it would be cut down and brought low, down to the ground. And it was Daniel who was the one that had to give the king the bad news. And if anyone gave that king any bad news, he was liable to skin them alive or throw them into a fiery furnace. But Daniel had to tell him the truth. He wanted an answer. He insisted upon it. So Daniel fearlessly told him the truth. "Your Majesty, you are that tree." Verse 22. "Now, if you really love people and a minister obviously should love people, otherwise he shouldn't be a minister. But if you really love people, you'll tell them the truth, even if they don't want to hear it, even if it hurts, you must tell the truth. Tell them the truth. Faithful are the wounds of a friend." Right? If you've got a real friend, they'll tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it or not, whether you like it or not. "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." Proverbs 27:6. Daniel explained to Nebuchadnezzar that tree represented the king. Although so magnificent and powerful, more than any other person on the planet at that time, he would soon be cut down, he would be laid low, but not killed. Not killed. Just like the stump that would remain, even though the tree would be cut down, the stump would remain. Have you ever seen trees that have been cut down, but it starts sprouting again and comes to life? The roots are still there. The stump would remain. So his royal highness, the king, would remain. He would not die. And Daniel said, "Your Majesty saw a holy one, a messenger coming down from heaven and saying, 'Cut down the tree, destroy it, but leave the stump bound with iron and bronze in the grass of the field while its roots remain in the ground, and let him,'" is he talking about a tree? Is it an inanimate object? No, he's talking about a person. "Let him be drenched with dew of heaven, let him live with the wild animals," verse 23. So, I'm going to close. Some questions still remain. Would Daniel's interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream come true? If so, why did God allow the king to be afflicted in such a way as that? So, Lord willing, we'll have to wait till next week, next week's thrilling installment, to get all the answers. Amen. And let me close and remind us, not that we need reminding, what the king said in his own words. He said to the peoples, nations, and men of every language who live in all the world, may you prosper greatly. It is my pleasure to tell you about the miraculous signs and wonders that the Most High God has performed for me. How great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom, and his dominion endures from generation to generation. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that you've kept us warm this morning. We thank you for all the service that your people, the church, put in to help this place keep functioning and prospering. We thank you for their faithfulness. We thank you for your faithfulness, keeping us faithful. Your faithfulness endures forever. It's like your love endures forever and your mercy endures forever. You remember our sins no more, as far as the east is from the west. And we thank you for your word, that now we can understand it, whereas before, as a natural person without the Spirit of God living in us, it was foolishness to us and a total mystery. But now we are wiser than our teachers because of the Spirit of God and the wisdom that you've given us. We can understand it, we can believe it, and we can live by it. And help us to do that by your grace, to walk on the right path and not go to the left or to the right. And if we do that and we choose to follow the path of the enemy, the Satan, the devil, our life is on sinking sand and we'll suffer the consequences. But we thank you for keeping us faithful. Anyone listening to this message, you do not know Jesus as your Savior, you can simply by believing by faith that because he loved you, he died for you, took the punishment that you deserve on the cross because you're a sinner, so you wouldn't have to die, go to a lost eternity. You can be saved from that if you call upon the name of Jesus. And I hope and pray that you will, and your life will be transformed. And if you do, then live for him and tell others what Jesus has done for you. Amen? All right.
Thank you again for tuning in. You can find our podcasts on Apple Podcasts and anywhere else you find podcasts. We'd love for you to join us at the First Baptist Church in Coleraine for Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. We are located at 81 Foundry Village Road, Coleraine, Massachusetts. If you have any questions or inquiries, please feel free to call the church at 413-624-8886. Hope to see you soon. God bless.